Welcome to Supernatural Warfare in Our Everyday Lives with me, your host, Shireen Lowe. I believe in divine appointments, so you definitely clicked on this episode for a reason. On this podcast, I will share powerful personal testimonies of how Jesus changed my life. We will expose the knowledge that the enemy do not want us as believers to know, uncover the lies the world wants us to believe, and step into the power that Jesus has given us over our lives and the enemy. One of the things that get me very excited in life is uncovering mysteries, bringing truth to life, and talk about strategies, etc. And today's topic is no different. I want to start by just pointing out again to you that the devil is the master of deception. And one of the tools that he's using in the world that we are living in is to make things that is detrimental to our spiritual well-being, our relationship with God, seem very innocent. He packages things so innocent that we unknowingly walk into something that is designed to destroy our spiritual connection with God. So with that being said, I want to just jump into this topic because it's something that has taken the world by storm. It's aimed at the human fundamental needs. So this is quite an important one because we all have a soft spot that can be used by the devil to steer us away from God. And the topic is manifesting and the dangers of manifesting. The world is full of self-help books, of videos, programs, and podcasts, all aimed to get their audience the opportunity to change their lives for the better. And when I say better, I mean most people will manifest for things that's materialistic, like a house, a job, career, partner, kids, money, travel, whatever you can think of, you can manifest it, is the message that these programs put out. And most of these manifesting techniques, however, include things like vision or action boards, repetitive affirmations, subliminal audio, hypnotism, lighting of candles, rituals, etc. All of these things are deeply rooted in New Age practices and teaches the notion that you can design your own destiny without the help of God. Let's talk about one of these things that people want to promote and talk about, and that is the vision or action board. So if you don't know what a vision board is, let me quickly just explain. A vision board are steeped in the laws of attraction, the secret, and the principles of creative visualization. The idea is that you focus positively on what you want, so you will receive a positive outcome back again. When you're using a vision board, you have to spend a certain amount of time with it on a daily basis, creating the emotions you would feel if those goals on the vision board were a reality. You should be thinking of the steps you might need to take to attain these things and then spring into action when the universe presents the opportunity. And I say universe with a reason, because we'll go into it a little bit, who the universe actually is. Few of us reach these destinations on our literal and imagined vision boards, and when we do, they often prove disappointing. When we forget our dependency on God and trust our own abilities, we move away from God and allow the enemy to get a foothold in our lives. By manifesting, you attempt to will something in your life regardless of what the consequences might be in the future. Don't be fooled. The devil can assist you in your wishes, but it comes at a price. The price he fights for is your soul. Sounds dramatic? Well, that is what it's all about. Satan attempts to steer God's children away from him. Satan will present you with things that you think might fulfill you, or make your life easier, or give you happiness. And some of these things might give you temporary satisfaction. However, you will always end up empty-handed in the end. A void that you think you can fill with earthly things. It's funny that people that seem to have everything always seem to not be satisfied with what they have, always looking for more. They look for love in the wrong places, spend time on the wrong things, neglect what truly matters, and they truly pay the price for it. The enemy will make you begin to doubt your identity, attack your self-worth, make you believe in twisted lies, and make you forget about God's plan for you and God's promises that is reserved for his followers. One thing always leads to another, and sooner rather than later you will look at your life and start realizing that nothing without God will give you the peace, love, forgiveness, freedom, and grace that you so desperately seek. The problem is that the further away from God you move, the harder it is to find your way back, because the enemy spins its web firmly around your life, your choices, and circumstances. He plants thoughts of doubting God or even the existence of God, and that, my friend, is exactly what he wants. Satan rules the earth and everything in it, as stated in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 3, where he is called the God of this world. As well as where he tempted Jesus in the desert, he offered Jesus all the kingdoms and the riches in it if Jesus submitted to him. Jesus rebuked him by saying, "It is written that you should not tempt the Lord your God," and Satan fled from Jesus. Satan knows his time is limited, so he will use all the tricks he has to lead astray as many as he can. His main plan is to make you act and think in ways to ultimately disconnect you from God, your blessings, and fulfilling your godly purpose. The more we act and think like we don't need God and have no dependency on him, the more power we allow Satan to have in our lives. Let's go into praying versus manifesting. When we pray, we step into communication with God. We share our pain, troubles, requests, and gratitude, and we have faith that God will provide the outcome. Two key points worth mentioning here is faith. Not faith that God will work out your desires, but that God's plan for your life succeeds and comes into fruition. The second point is, does your plans equal God's plans for your life? Are you possibly praying for situations or things that can be harmful to you or take you away from God or end up in a disaster? God is not going to grant you your prayers and situations if it's not his will. This is where true faith comes in. The faith that you trust God with your life, your plans and future, that he will work it out in your favor according to his will. God commands us to pray and bring our requests to him. Philippians 4 verse 6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ." Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Stand on God's promises. Don't fall into the trap to think that manifestation is the same as prayer. Manifesting speaks into the fact that man seeks to always be in control, and when in fact God is the one in control. He is in control of every circumstance and outcome, and when we attempt to manifest the life we want, the materialistic things, the partner, the outcome, successes, we effectively remove God from the equation and place our trust in ourselves and the universe. And if you haven't figured it out by now, the universe is not God. Daniel 2 verse 21 to 22 says that God removes kings and raises up kings, that he changes the times and the seasons. God is always in control. Every situation, every outcome. There is so many scriptures, and I'm quoting them for a reason. The Bible is full of God's promises, that and the plans that he has for his children. Do not be deceived, because Satan wants to steal your blessings, steer you wrong, deceive and cause you to stumble and blindly follow or do things that is not God's plan for you. John 10 verse 10 clearly states what the devil is trying to do. It says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy." And God says, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." God gives us abundant life. We do not have to strive for it. If we keep desiring earthly things and hoping that it will make our lives better, we are missing out on the life God has for us right now. No matter how desperately we want to be in control and winning in our careers, our relationships, finances, family, etc., God's plan is always better and supersedes every plan we could ever make. God loves us so much that He not only planned our lives on earth, but also our eternity with Him. Are you needing a change? Are you stuck, heartbroken, traumatized, or having financial troubles and issues? Have you prayed lately? Have you read your Bible? You have to remember that God knows everything. He knows the future, He knows your future, and He has declared the end from the beginning. He knows your heart, your potential, all the things you will be, the triumphs you will accomplish, and the impact you will make. He knows the hearts of everybody that you know. He hears conversations you don't, and He knows about opportunities that you cannot even imagine. He knows each decision that you need to make to lead you where you need to go. We as humans have absolute tunnel vision for our future, as we can only see what is right in front of us right now. While God sees the entire picture, the entire plan, because He created it even before you were born. We just need to have faith to trust God's plan through it all, to stay in His will and daily ask God to keep us in His purpose for us. Circumstances and seasons will change, regardless of positive thoughts or anything you can do or say. Put your life, your dreams, and your purpose firmly in the hands of your Creator, as His plans for your life will always be better than you can imagine. Thank you for listening. We welcome your feedback, so please don't forget to leave a comment. Sow into the kingdom of God by sharing this episode to those you know might benefit from this message. To find out more about your host, please visit www.shireenlowe.com or reach out on social media where further discussions are welcomed. Weekly episodes are released, so be sure to check back for the newest releases.